It's just scary for him thinking that he might be there, thinking that he can't ever come back because of this. But he needs to know that it doesn't matter what he's done, it's what he's going to do. And it's just a fear for him and a fear for the family of what we can do to try and help this and try and find him. But mainly I'm scared for him and how he's feeling.
Sure, and Ben, obviously the emergency services are looking for him. We heard the Coast Guard teams out in force over the River Medway yesterday. But what was that like for you, knowing they are searching the water for him?
It's very, very surreal, and it goes from being that you feel heavily involved in it to not involved in it at all, and then back to being heavily involved, and you see the helicopter and you see people walking around, and you realise that people that have never met my dad or any of the family are out going about their day but taking detours to look for him, and it just doesn't feel like it's a real thing that's happening to us. And it even though you know that this kind of stuff does happen, it's just very, very surreal and very strange.
If your dad is listening and he's worried about coming home in any way, what would you say to him?
Dad, if you are listening, mate, you ain't in trouble. Just come, go somewhere, just see a policeman, walk into a shop and ask for help. Walk into a pub and ask for help, walk into a bookies, walk anywhere and just ask someone. Everyone will have a mobile phone, people will help you. Just believe that people will help you and don't be scared of contacting someone. You're not in trouble. Just go somewhere, find someone and help, let them help you contact us and the police. Please, if you do hear me, mate, just do that for us. Come on, you can do that.